car companies often have organised track days for their customers. Ben Nightingale, Ford's communication manager in Australia, has seen these events flourish with the removal of lockdowns in some states.
The growth of the track days is definitely increasing. We work with a company called Driving Solutions in Sydney who operate track days and driver training programs from Sydney Motorsport Park at Eastern Creek. They've reopened since the lockdowns ended, and they're at, you know, fully subscribed in terms of their track days, to the point where they're actually hosting track nights from sort of 5 p.m. in the afternoon. You can go to the track and drive your car after work under lights in a safe, controlled environment, you know, test its performance, which is definitely something you're unable to do on the road, and then drive home. So it's definitely something we're seeing more and more of.
And keeping racetracks viable.
In most capital cities, each of the sort of racetracks is busier than they've ever been.
I'm David Brown.
Anyauto.com.au. Head there now to check out a review of the Jaguar F-Pace R-Dynamic. If something a little more family-focused is on your agenda, the diesel-powered Kia Carnival Platinum and two genuine 4x4s are put to the test, the new Land Rover Defender 110 and the Nissan Patrol TIL. Check it out today, anyauto.com.au, for all the latest auto news and reviews.